This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
Good evening to you and everyone listening here on Love Sport Radio. It is our Friday night fan show special. And right now, we are focusing our attentions on the Owls. Sheffield Wednesday. What a win last weekend against Leeds United. No one saw that coming. Leeds fans, maybe. We had them on the Leeds United fan show earlier on, and they suspected that an upset might be on the cards. Gary Monk, by the way, went absolutely ballistic on the sidelines when they got those two goals, of course, through Murphy and Adi Nuhu late on in the day. What a result that was. Has lifted Sheffield Wednesday back into those playoff spots, sitting just above Swansea City, level on points with the Swans, both on 42. And, of course, this weekend, they face a Blackburn Rovers side sitting pretty in mid-table. Don't know whether you could call that sitting pretty, but poised in mid-table. Not beyond the realms of possibility that they might mount a playoff challenge, but you'd like to think that Sheffield Wednesday are in far better position at the moment. On the line, as we just had him last week as well, Giles Coke, ex-Sheffield Wednesday midfielder. Hello, Giles.
Hello, Matt. You all right?
Yeah, very well, thanks, boss. Great to have you back on the line. Now, I remember last week in our discussions that you basically said Sheffield Wednesday had pretty much next to no chance at Elland Road. Boom.
I know. 2-0. I know. Look at that. Well, listen, I thought Leeds were gonna do Sheffield Wednesday. And to be honest, after the first half, Leeds, you know, really did take it to Sheffield Wednesday. And I did think, you know, this is going to be a long game for Wednesday. But second half, Wednesday came out and they played really well, to be honest. They didn't really create that many chances, apart from obviously the goals in the last five minutes. But, you know, they really did put a good shift in the second half. And I think they from the second half of performance, you could say that they deserved the win.
It was a real statement of intent, right, this victory, because Leeds, we know, are an incredibly decent outfit. Yes, they have only won 1 in 6 now, to be fair, in the Championship, and on a bit of a rocky ride since the turn of the year. But still, to go to Elland Road and not particularly outplay them, like you say, the first half Leeds were very much in the ascendancy, but that second half and that final 10 minutes in particular, very, very impressive.
Yeah, like I said, Leeds are a great side, and of course, they haven't been in the greatest form. But, you know, at home, they do play, well, home and away, they do play really, really good football. But like you said, Wednesday, last 10 minutes, you know, they made some crucial substitutions. And, you know, they brought the big man on, Adi Nuhu, and he made a big difference for them, to be honest. They couldn't handle him. And, you know, I think he came on, he got the assist for Murphy and scored a great goal with his left foot.
Fair to say that the Owls this season, Giles, are quite streaky. We use that term quite a lot, of course, because a lot of teams, Bournemouth in the Premier League being one, tend to be quite streaky. But under Gary Monk so far this season, the Owls have definitely been that, especially when you look at those three defeats on the bounce against Stoke, Cardiff and Hull. Prior to that, you know, they'd not been defeated in 6 Championship games. And then after losing 3 on the bounce, they go and win 2 on the bounce. Yes, one was in the FA Cup, but a great result at Brighton. And then this away from home as well against Leeds. What do you bring this down to? Is this just par for the course with teams these days? Or is there something in it when you go through bad spells and manage to respond in waves of good spells?
Yeah, like you said, the Championship's a really tough league. And you are going to have blips, you know. All teams go through them, but it's like you said, it's how they bounce back from them, and can they then go on a run now? You know, they've beaten Leeds, which is a great result. Can they now go and beat Blackburn tomorrow and go on a run of 4 or 5 games? And if they can do that, especially in this tough period, then, you know, there's no reason why they can't put themselves right in the mix.
And transfers, we've spoken about transfers quite a lot on tonight's shows. Of course, it is mid-January now and the rumour mill is hotting up. To be fair, I can't stand it. I think it's complete nonsense. I think you hear names that have no connection to any club whatsoever. Actually, on that note, did you ever have a rumour you saw from yourself in your playing days when you're like, that is absolute nonsense?
Let me see. I can't, to be honest with you, I can't actually think of one at the moment. But
do players ever pay any attention to that, to the rumours that are going around?
Yeah, sure. Of course they do. You know, a lot of players say that they don't read stuff in the newspapers and stuff. But listen, we all pick up the newspaper now and then. If we're at the training ground, then you know, you're going to see things that flag up. And you know, if it's your name, you're going to read it. So of course, like I said, whether it actually affects you, your display or not, your performance is that's another matter. But you definitely are aware of the situation and you know if you know, there's something being said about yourself out there.
Now, we spoke about strikers last week. Of course, Stephen Fletcher out for around 9 to 10 weeks with an injury. There has been one signing, of course, 20-year-old Manuel Hidalgo, the Argentine. He's come in from Serie A outfit, Triestina, but clearly one for the future and certainly not one that's going to go straight into the squad, you wouldn't think, against Blackburn this weekend. But strikers, you've essentially got three fit strikers now at the club. You've got Addy, like you mentioned there, you've got Sam Winnell and you've got Jordan Rhodes as well. Now, Jordan Rhodes, a proven goal scorer, but someone who isn't firing on all cylinders this season. Yes, he got that hat-trick at Nottingham Forest, but a bit of an anomaly when you look at his form this season. Winnell has essentially been in and out. He started in the game against Leeds last week, knew who came on and scored as that second half substitute. But there are certain players that have been linked with the club this week. I just want to run a couple of these past you. The first one, Lyle Taylor. Now, this is a striker who was on hot form for Charlton last season and at the beginning of this season has gone off the boil of late. That could be to do with the fact he's come back from injury. It could be to do with the fact that he's been linked with various clubs. Brentford linked, Leeds linked as well. Sheffield Wednesday, could this be a potential signing?
Well, I don't see why not. He's come through the ranks, hasn't he? He's played in the lower levels. He's proved it at the lower levels. He's then gone on to play in the Championship, got his move to Charlton. And, you know, he has scored a lot of goals. Of course, he had his injury. I'm not sure. I think it was a hamstring injury possibly or a knee injury. But anytime you come back from an injury, it's always going to take you a bit of time to get back to the level that you were at. But he's proved that he can definitely play at this level. And I'm sure if Sheffield Wednesday are interested in him, then I don't see why he can't add to the squad that they've got.
And other players that have been touted as well. Connor Wickham. This is someone who you know quite well. He spent a couple of loan spells at Sheffield Wednesday before, scored around 9 goals in 2 loan spells with the club. What do you make of this one?
Well, this would be a really good signing. The fans love him at Wednesday. When I was there, I think it might have been his second loan spell. He really, you know, he's got everything for him. He's strong, he's quick, and he's a very good finisher. And when he came on loan, he really did show what he's got, and the fans appreciated everything he did. So if he's linked, for me, that would be a very good signing. He's obviously had a lot of injuries over the past 3 years and he hasn't made many appearances for Palace, has he? But, you know, if he can come on loan or sign permanently, then, you know, that would be a really good signing, I think.
It's potentially going to be a loan spell, isn't it? Palace essentially made it clear that he's going to be available for loan. I know that Bordeaux have apparently jumped into the mix as well. Perhaps that's another one of these ridiculous rumours that you tend to hear. But you said there from the outset that he's a really good player and this would be a good signing. This is someone who burst on the scene at Ipswich. He got his big move to Sunderland. It didn't really work out. It was there that he had his loan spells with Wednesday, a loan spell with Leeds too. At Palace, it's not really worked out as well. Now, Connor Wickham is one of those names, a bit like Patrick Bamford to a certain extent, who is ridiculed in some quarters for not scoring enough goals, on a lot of money, etc., etc. That big archetypal, big man up front, but skillful as well. Do you still think there's plenty more to see from Connor Wickham? Still just 26, of course.
Definitely. Like I said, he has had, you know, horrendous injuries, which has set him back no doubt. But, you know, he's very, very strong mentally, loves the gym. You know, he works really hard. And I'm sure that he can get back to where he has been before. And if he comes to Sheffield Wednesday, like I said, I'm a fan. I would be very happy with the signing. I played with him. I know what he can do. Like you said, it was similar to Bamford. Bamford needed to get out of Chelsea. He had a few loans that didn't work out. He's obviously gone to Leeds now. And yeah, I like Bamford a lot. He's got a lot of ability. So I think if Connor can get out, go on loan, play some games, like you said, I think that's only going to do him, and if Sheffield Wednesday can get him, Sheffield Wednesday, you know, really good as well.
You said he likes the gym. Is that sometimes a bit of a hindrance to certain players, that they like the gym too much and actually come back, and especially after a bit of time out, come back as this sort of like ripped Bayouac and Fenway-esque beast?
Well, I think it all depends what you're doing in the gym. Are you lifting heavy weights? Like you said, it all depends. But he's, you know, he's one of those people where he loves to look good as well. You know, he loves to have the six pack. He loves to be ripped. And of course, he's a striker, and he bases his game on strength, power, speed. So you know, he's in the gym, and he's only doing it to make himself better, which I really, really like. So, like I said, if he can come to Wednesday, I think it would be a very good signing.
I can relate to that, mate. I don't know whether you're aware, but my close friends call me Matty Washboard Beadle. So, you know, it's just the way it is, I'm afraid, these days. So I'm going to get back into the gym after the show tonight, just saying.
Love that.
Elsewhere, Aidan McGeady, another player who spent a bit of loan time at Sheffield Wednesday. He has not yet been released, but Phil Parkinson has made it quite clear that he's not in the plans of Sunderland. Now, you just sensed there was some upset in the dressing room with Aidan McGeady at Sunderland, because Phil Parkinson is letting go someone here who has been Sunderland's best performer, I suppose you could say, over the past couple of years, and he wants him out. And you're hearing of various disruption, I suppose, in the dressing room. If he was to move to Sheffield Wednesday, I think this is a player who clearly believes that he should be a Championship player and above, not a League One player. Would this be a good signing, considering the options that Gary Monk already has in midfield?
I don't know. It's a tricky one, isn't it? You know, you're hearing all these things that are coming out that Phil Parkinson's saying about him. I don't personally know him. Are they true? You know, we don't really know. But if that's what Phil Parkinson's saying, does Sheffield Wednesday really want to take something like that on again? If his attitude or something isn't right, listen, we don't know if it's true. I don't want to start, you know, saying that it is true, because I don't know. But like you said, he's got bundles of ability. I spoke to people that were at Sheffield Wednesday when he was there. They said to me that he was the 1v1. Couldn't get the ball. You couldn't get the ball off him. It was unbelievable, they said. So he has got ability. He's obviously down in League One at the moment and thinks he's a Championship player or a Premiership. Well, he's played in the Premiership. I don't know if he's a Premiership player anymore. Let's see how that one goes. But I'm not sure on that one. You know, I'm really not sure on that one, Matty. I just don't like how things come out in the papers and you start criticising the player. I don't know if it's also down to money. It could also be down to money why they're trying to push him out. But again, we don't know.
He's 33 as well. Now, when you get to that fateful age as a footballer of 30 plus, there is a tendency in some quarters to be written off by the press, by managers even. You know, I know people in the game who have got to 30 and essentially thought they were going to get a contract, but because they've gone over that magical line, or not magical, I suppose the opposite of magical, they've gone over a horrible line of being plus 30, that contract then doesn't arrive. Is that the case with some footballers in the game, that once you get over 30, it's almost a case of the old classic hashtag legs gone?
Yeah, It can be, but again, I think it comes down to the personnel, how professional the person is, and are they fit? You know, if they can't run anymore, then of course, people are going to start questioning, has their legs gone? But I've seen Aidan McGeady play, and he doesn't look like his legs have gone. To be honest with you, he's 33, still looks fit. So I personally don't think that would be a reason. To not see him go to another club.
And lastly, boss, just one more name to throw at you. Josh Sims of Southampton came onto the scene as a youngster at Southampton. Still young, of course, but hasn't really realised the potential, I think, that fans, that his manager at the time, thought he was going to fulfil. He's another name being linked with the Owls.
Yeah, like you said, he's young, he's fresh, he's fit, he's technically very good. So I do think that could be one that could help the squad. Whether or not he would go straight into the team, I'm not sure. But like you said, he's got a lot of attributes that, you know, are really, really good. So if that can happen, I'm sure that would be a very good signing for Sheffield Wednesday. I'm not too sure if that's just paper talk, if that's actually true. Especially with Southampton, you know, I know they've come out of a little rot, but it's hard for them to throw in a player like that when they've been struggling. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that one. But, you know, going back to other players that are out of contract with Sheffield Wednesday, you know, I've heard from a good source that, you know, Dawson, Fox and Fletch will be offered new contracts. Listen, my source is always good, so you can believe it or not, but that's good news if they're to sign new deals.
Yeah, Dawson, of course, goalkeeper, potentially was going to be on his way out. We were hearing with the likelihood that Kieran Westwood might reclaim his place in the starting lineup, but you think Dawson is going to remain?
Well, I've heard. Listen, Matty, if you want to believe me, some people may say that I'm talking rubbish after the way I spoke about Leeds last week. but yeah, I've heard that Dawson, Fox and Fletcher are negotiating at the moment about new contracts.
In Giles Coke, we trust, boss. Mate, thank you very much for coming on the line as per. Just before you go, a quick score prediction ahead of the game this weekend against Blackburn.
Well, Blackburn haven't really been in good form, have they? So Sheffield Wednesday at home, I'm going to say 2-0 to the Owls.
Lovely stuff. Giles Coke, thank you very much for joining us. Ex-Sheffield Wednesday midfielder Giles Coke there with a few little news stories for you Sheffield Wednesday fans. Cameron Dawson, we were hearing, might potentially not be on his way, but we were hearing that potentially Kieran Westwood was going to be back in the starting lineup. But Dawson just ready to sign a new deal alongside Stephen Fletcher too. And that game tomorrow, Giles believes that Sheffield Wednesday will get the victory over Blackburn. Just as a quick stat before we move on, the club haven't won three consecutive games in all comps since April 2018. So the omens are, well, potentially looking good, I suppose you could say. It is Martin Blackburn next, Northern correspondent for The Sun and a huge Blackburn fan.
Love Sport Radio, the station giving fans a voice. The Opposition View on Love Sport.
The Sheffield Wednesday Fan Show here on Love Sport. We are looking ahead to the game against Blackburn now tomorrow. 3 p.m. kickoff, a classic Saturday 3 p.m. kickoff. Always like talking about those ones. Tradition, romance, you know, proper football as we know it and love it. Not like those flaming Premier League clubs. Although, the funny thing, actually, whenever you speak to a Championship fan or a League One or a League Two fan, Championship in particular, you always tend to have a bit of a moan and groan about the Premier League. But ultimately, what we're all here for is to reach the highest level of our particular sport, the highest level of English football, which is the Premier League. So you're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, because in one sense, you want to see real football and proper football and be with the fans and do what you've got to do. And on the other side, you actually want to play in the Premier League because that's where all the glitz and glamour is. I don't know. What's best? Who knows? Martin Blackburn now from The Sun, football writer, Northern football writer for The Sun, and a big Blackburn fan is on the line to join us. Hello, Martin.
Yeah, good evening, Matt. How you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thanks for coming on this evening. A big game with Sheffield Wednesday tomorrow. They're all big games, of course. Beat them earlier on in the season, 2-1. Last-minute winner from John Buckley.
That's right. It was an interesting game, that one. I think all the goals were quite late in the game, actually, Matt. So Rovers came out on top with a couple of late ones. I think Tosin Adarabayo, who Rovers have got on loan from Manchester City, also scored that day. So tomorrow gives Wednesday the chance to put things right. They're on a bit of a slump at the moment, Rovers. I think it's no winning five in the league, and they've also gone out of the FA Cup. So they need to be getting back to winning ways quite quickly, or the chance is going to be gone.
Yeah, indeed, you're right. So no win in five, so no win in six in all competitions. And
yeah,
away from home too, not the best record. Lost seven of their last 10 away in all comps.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, they have struggled a little bit away from home. They came to a point. They won in it was mid-December, I think it was, Matt, at Bristol City, and going into the Christmas games, we looked quite gentle. But you know, I think everybody was starting to think this is when they can sort of push into the playoffs. But their away form has let them down a bit, and they failed to sort of capitalise on the home ones as well. So I suppose tomorrow's a good chance to put that right, but Wednesday aren't doing too badly either at the moment.
No, indeed, they're not. Great victory, of course, last weekend against Leeds United. Incredible result, that one. Well, what's the score on Bradders? Because Bradley Dack, of course, influential for Blackburn this season. Incredible stat as well. When you look at the league games where Dak hasn't featured this season, I mean, quite clearly a better team with him in the side.
Well, exactly, Matt. Yeah, I mean, it's no coincidence that I just mentioned there they won at Bristol City in December, mid-December. They had a game against Wigan, which I won't say you'll remember. It was on the television just a couple of days before Christmas because it was a very forgettable game. Finished 0-0. The only sort of thing of note that happened in that game was that Bradley Dack unfortunately picked up a cruciate knee ligament, and Tony Mowbray said after the game that it could even be a full calendar year. He said we'll probably see him around next Christmas, which was disastrous for a lot of reasons, really. Mainly because he's sort of the Rovers' sort of talisman, and when he turns it on, Rovers tend to turn it on. But there were also a lot of rumours about possibly Rovers cashing in on him in January, or if not the summer. You'd have thought that would have raised them around 10 million quid maybe, depending on what his contract situation was when he was sold. And Rovers Rovers and their owners Venkies could really have used that money. So it was a kind of a double whammy, really, in that they've lost him for the rest of the season, and maybe lost the chance to earn some money from selling him. And really, since that moment, they struggle for any sort of great inspiration. They really do miss him, and it's a big shame.
In terms of goal scoring, Adam Armstrong kind of picking up the slack a little bit. 5-9 for him. A decent run of form.
Yes, he's done okay recently. Yeah. But they are very short of goals, really, in general since that injury to Dak. I think Armstrong's had a couple of penalties recently. Last week it was a 1-1 draw at home to Preston. So, they're struggling to find goals. But Adam Armstrong's another player who one or two clubs might be having a little look at. He's done okay. Danny Graham's another forward who, who's very experienced. He's been around for a long time, and perhaps coming towards the end of his career, but very popular down at Ewood Park. And, you always think he's got a goal in him. It's just whether he can sort of last the full 90 minutes these days. So there was one interesting development this week, actually, Matt, in that Charlie Mulgrew, who's the former captain, has been on loan at Wigan. And Rovers fans kind of assumed that he was gone for the season. But there was a break in the deal with Wigan, and he opted to come back. And, while he's a defender, he's been very important with set pieces. Scored quite a few penalties and free kicks. He's actually scored direct from a couple of corners as well. It sounds as though he's not quite going to be fit for tomorrow, but it could be that ability from set pieces is useful for Rovers for the rest of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And Martin, it is just one win in six at Hillsborough for Blackburn. Dare I say it, but Jordan Rhodes scoring on that occasion in 2015, now a Sheffield Wednesday player, of course. How do you see this one going, Martin?
Well, Jordan Rhodes, you mentioned him there. There was actually a little rumour that the Rovers might have another look at him, but I gather there's nothing in it. It's just the form that Rovers are on at the moment, really, Matt. I've got a fancy Wednesday. I think on the back of that that great win they had at Leeds. I think they will look to build on that and try and consolidate their position in the top six. The table's sort of fascinating, really, in that, you know, despite the run of form that Rovers have been on, they're only about 5 points off the playoffs. You know, normally you wouldn't sort of write it off in that position, but you know, the fans seem to have lost a bit of hope. Where whenever they've got a within sort of striking distance of the playoffs, they tend to get a bit of a nosebleed. So yeah, they're on no sort of form, and like I say, if I had to put my last pound on it, I'd probably say Wednesday to win, you know, take advantage of being at home and just edge it.
Martin, thank you very much for joining us. That was Martin Blackburn there, football writer for The Sun, Northern football writer for The Sun, and a big Blackburn fan. However, he thinks it might be the Owls that get the victory to follow up that emphatic 2-0 win at Elland Road last weekend. Of course, Blackburn without a win in five in the Championship. Things not looking too rosy for them. This is the Sheffield Wednesday Fan Show. We'll be back next week, 10 p.m. on Friday. It's Huddersfield next.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.